This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
As California finds itself in the middle of a COVID-19 surge, California's governor finds himself in the middle of criticism.
I think he got roughly what he deserved.
Governor Newsom attended a birthday dinner party. The party reportedly had 12 or more people from different households.
Oh, the humanity.
It's the type of gathering Governor Newsom has been imploring Californians to avoid.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
A few weeks ago, I was asked to go to a friend's 50th birthday. I realized it was a little larger group than I had anticipated. Instead of sitting down, I should have stood up and walked back, got in my car, and drove back.
Yeah, well, 2020 hindsight and all that, you know what they say.
And so I want to apologize to you because I need to preach and practice, not just preach and not practice.
Apology not accepted, moron.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Senator from Ohio.
I'd start by asking the presiding officer to please wear a mask as he speaks, and people below him are, I can't tell you what to do, but behavior.
I don't wear a mask when I'm speaking, like most senators. I don't need your instruction from
you. I know you don't need my instruction.
Then shut up.
To speak about me at every single rally as he had held his Klan rallies throughout the country.
Well, I don't know the context within which she has made those remarks. I've got great respect for Ilhan, but I don't know the context in which those were said.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We updated our civic integrity policy to address misleading or disputed information that undermines confidence in the election.
If you're not a newspaper at Twitter or Facebook, then why do you have editorial control over the New York Post?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. I won't keep you in suspense. We tweeted out that we had a major announcement, actually a couple of announcements here to make before we get into the show. The first announcement is, despite the excitement among a handful of you anyway, that perhaps I would be announcing my retirement this afternoon. That you're
very fake news.
No, you're going to be disappointed. No, I have re-signed a lengthier deal with iHeartRadio to continue on WRKO and to continue the syndication. So you will have Carr to kick around for a while longer. And I'm very happy about that. So no one really thought I was leaving, did you? Come on. The bigger announcement, however, is that starting January 4th, Grace Curley will have her own show, and she will be in the noon to 3 slot on WRKO, our Boston affiliate, and we're going to try to expand her show around the New England region and around the country if we can. And Grace has worked long and hard to get her own opportunity like this. And she'll still be with me somewhat, I guess, for Police Blotter Facts, maybe the news of the day. We don't know exactly. But Grace is going to have her own show on WRKO and perhaps other stations in the Howie Carr Radio Network and perhaps other stations that aren't even now in the Howie Carr Radio Network. And Grace, I just wanted to say congratulations. You've worked hard for these years to learn the business, the trade, the racket, whatever you want to call it. And I think you are ready to fly out of the nest, at least to a degree.
Thank you, Howie. I'm just so humbled that you are giving me your confidence to do this and that hopefully people will give me a chance as the lead-in. I feel very good about this. I'm going to try to deliver the absolute best show that I can. I've had 6 years, maybe more, learning from you, Howie, and it's been the learning experience of my life. I continue to keep on learning from you as time goes on, and I'm gonna bring it, Howie. I'm going to try to get the best guests, the freshest content. I'm going to give this 110%, and I'm just hoping people will give me a chance. I promise it's not going to be wall-to-wall Kardashian talk, okay? I've Howie has gotten that out of me over the last couple of years. It's going to be a lot of politics. It's going to be some pop culture, but it's going to be entertaining. That's the number one thing. And I'm really excited. And thank you, Howie. Thank you to the Mailroom manager for giving me this chance. I'm thrilled.
The saddest thing for Grace is that she won't be able to kick off her show with a remote at the Whiskey Priest.
Ugh.
Because the Whiskey Priest isn't coming down for breakfast anymore.
Well, Howie, you said that some people were, I noticed in your tweets, they were replying back hoping that you were retiring. Some people were also hoping that you were going to finally give me the boot. So I guess we're disappointing a lot of people with this announcement. But I think there's some people out there who are going to really enjoy this. And I'm super excited. There's so many young conservatives out there right now who I'm going to bring on the show and talk to. And I just can't wait. I think we're going to hit the ground running.
I think it's going to be a great show. It's going to be a great opportunity for you. And talk radio needs younger people. They need female. We need female voices. And you have experience. You've been in drive time programming for, like you say, 6 years now. As I said in the statement I wrote, you've also produced a state of the art podcast, Dirty Rats. And you've also lately been in daily journalism as a columnist for the Boston Herald. So you know how things work in the media. You have more experience in real journalism than most of the people in D.C., I would say.
Well, thank you, Howie. That is damning with faint praise. But no, I thank you a lot. And I always
like that woman who claimed she was being stalked the other day from MSNBC. I thought she was gonna have a meltdown. Because some people were yelling, "You suck." I mean,
Howie, you always say, well, people always comment to me on your Rolodex of, you know, whether it's true crime in Boston or hacks on Beacon Hill. People say, how does he do it? Does he have Google? And, you know, does he look things up? And one thing I have developed a small Rolodex for, not as big as yours, but something I can kind of recall is everything that the mainstream media has said over the last 4 years, especially. I have a lot of material when it comes to that stuff. So if you're interested in media, whether it's mainstream media or not, this is definitely going to be the show for you.
That's good. Officer Mark says, congratulations, Grace. If you're looking for an experienced bag man, you have my number. Well, that's one thing, Officer Mark. I've tried to pass on the life lessons that I learned, and Sonny McDonough taught me, never use a cop as a bag man. I've told you that.
Yes.
Come on. When they hand you $300, you never know if they stole $200 or $700. Sonny, I never thought of it that way before, but I'm going to remember that. Yes, and I'm going to pass it down to another new generations when you're long gone. And Grace, then there are all sorts of everybody's happy for you, Grace.
Oh, well, we'll see how long that lasts. I'm ready for the haters.
Talk about good news, bad news. We will both miss Grace and enjoy Grace. That's from 207. Well, you know, she may not be around as much on my show, but she will be. She will have her own show. The show will be streamed, and you know, maybe your affiliate that you're listening to now up in Maine or New Hampshire or wherever will pick up the show. That's
and Howie, I just want to let people know that was one of the things I talked to the mailroom manager about right when this opportunity was brought up. I said I don't want to leave the Howie Carr Show. I mean, this audience for me has been incredible. I love being part of this show, so I will still be here. Everyone, it might be a little less, but I'll still be here.
Okay. 844-500-4242, 508. Should we wait until Grace knows where it is and how to say Butte in Tucson? Don't wait that long. Come on. Let's give her a shot. You know, be kind today on this day. This is a big announcement day for Grace.
By the way, I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody at iHeart. They've been so wonderful about this, and they're super excited to have me in the lineup, and I am just beyond excited to be part of it. So big shout out to them for bringing a young conservative woman into the lineup. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, and I would also like to thank them for you know, extending my deal. And you know, Grace, you may not remember this, but I've not always had the best working relationship with the people who own the radio stations I'm on, especially the one in Boston. And I am so happy to be at iHeart the last few years, and I've gotten along so much better than I ever have with any bosses I've had before. So thank you to everybody at iHeart myself. I'd like to just pass on my gratitude and say that I look forward to continuing to work with you guys. All right.
I feel like we're part of the mainstream media, Howie. We're patting ourselves on the back. We're the heroes, everyone.
No, we're moving on to we have many things to get to today. It's a 4-hour show, as it always is, and you can do a lot in 4 hours. And we try to do as much as we can, but we did want to just let you know this. So Grace starts, the new Grace Curley show starts on January 4th. But she will be with me doing other things, you know, like the news, maybe and definitely Police Blotter Facts Friday, probably Hate Mail Monday, et cetera. So she'll be around,
and I'll still be in the same studio as Howie. So definitely give the show a chance, because if I start talking about something that I should not be talking about, whether it's reality TV or anything else, he's only a few doors down, so he'll make his way into the studio and kind of. Squash that, if you know what I'm saying.
Paul, the UPS guy, says, I'll give Grace's new show a try, but the first mention of the Kardashians or a blue check mark. Click!
Paul, don't worry. I've learned so much over 6 years. I'm not going to let anybody down.
All right. Jack Dorsey took a beating today, speaking of Twitter and blue check marks. He took a real beating from Ted Cruz, and it was a well-deserved knocking down that he took. The only problem was I just wish he could have been in the same room to have Cruz snarling at him and Josh Hawley from Missouri. But we'll get to all of that. Listen, again, congratulations, Grace. Thank you, and please, everybody, give Grace a chance when her show starts on January 4th. We appreciate it. I'm Howie Carr.
He's New England's talk radio king. He's Howie Carr. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question, or what are the results thus far?
Will the Kraken be released by the end of the week?
You know, that's what Sidney Powell calls the evidence of voter fraud. I think they're going to have to, yes. I think she said with Marie on Sunday that she thought it'd be available by the end of the week. And I think, yes, I think it will be.
63% say yes.
All right. 37% they're hoping, but they're realists. I understand your point of view, 37%. Okay, time for a cheap bastard deal.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
We have a good deal today from Old New England Soap. While supplies last, you can purchase a 2-pack of wood wick soy candles. I'm holding them up for the social media. That's a $30 value from Old New England Soap for just $15, and shipping is free. So this is a good deal. Again, these are good little Christmas presents, and they're nice to have around. Just they smell great. Vanilla pumpkin and evergreen. I prefer the vanilla pumpkin. Dave from New England Soap in Wolfboro, New Hampshire, thanks for being with us. Tell us about the candles.
Thank you, Howie. I'm really glad you like the vanilla pumpkin, but that evergreen will smell really good in your place in Florida where you have a fake tree.
That's true. That's true. My fake tree is about 6 inches high, though. It's not. I guess that's all the more reason to have it. Yeah. So tell us about how the candles are made.
It's a pure soy wax, which is a lot better than the paraffin wax that candles that you buy in the store. Paraffin is not a very good wax to use. It will give people headaches if you're sitting in a room with a lot of candles going on. So folks that are sensitive to smoke and things like that will really enjoy these candles. It's paraffin-free, phthalate-free, which means we don't use a metal wick in our cotton wick. We use a cotton wick in combination with a wood wick. and it's also dye-free and zinc-free, so there's nothing to irritate your senses. Just a great aroma that lasts 80 to 100 hours. From the time you light it to the very bottom of the candle, the scent stays the same, which you can't find in other candles that you can buy commercially. I don't want to say the name, but it rhymes with Old New England Candles. You don't want those. You want to buy Old New England Soap, our Woodwick soy candles. They do a great job, make your house smell wonderful. Maintenance free either. You don't have to trim the wicks. You don't have to pour anything off. You don't have to scrape the sides.
No, I noticed that. We started burning them this weekend, and I did notice that you don't have to pour anything off, and you don't have to worry about the wick getting buried in the wax, and you know, having to spend some time. That's always a pain. It's just nice to be able to just light a match, and then they're going again, and it lasts a long time too.
Set it and forget it, Howie. That's all you have to do. A lot of older soy candles, you used to have to kind of drain off that extra soy because it didn't burn. But because of that patented wood wick that we have, it increases the burn ratio. So it burns evenly all the way from the top, all the way to the bottom. It's absolutely the best candle that you can buy for the same amount of money or less than you would pay for a commercial candle. And again, zinc-free, dye-free, paraffin-free, phthalate-free, and they smell great, and there's no maintenance, Howie. It's a great deal.
They smell so good, Dave. This is Grace. They smell delicious. The evergreen one is my favorite because I don't have a fake tree like Howie. I just never get any tree until like 3 days before. So to have the smell in the house before Christmas time is so nice.
Yeah,
it's amazing. We also have strawberry shortcake. We also have gingerbread. So all the flavors of the season that you want are available at oldnesoap.com.
Oldnesoap.com. And these are going to go very fast. This is a $30 value for $15. Go to howiecarshow.com and click on store. And if you don't get there in time, because these are going to go fast, what is the web address again if you want to buy?
Oldnesoap.com. Howie and Grace, congratulations on the new show. I'm going to be one of your first sponsors.
Thanks, Dave.
Oh, that's great. That's good. That's very good. And so these are you guys are in New England. You're based in Wolfboro, New Hampshire.
Wolfboro, New Hampshire. Everything's hand poured right here at the house, and it takes us a while to pour them and cure them. And we have plenty of candles in stock right now to get you through the holidays. And of course, go to oldnesoap.com. If you don't find a fragrance you like, send me an email. We'll make something up for you.
Wow, that's pretty good. So you can make up blueberries if you wanted. I'm satisfied, but if you wanted blueberry or something like that, you could do that as well. That's great. That's good news.
I do have blueberry. I do have blueberry pie on the website as well, Howie. So all the food flavors that you love and probably can't eat anymore are right there.
I could just have smaller pieces. That's all. Just I could still have some blueberry pie. All right, Dave. We look forward to doing business with you, and thanks for supporting Grace. And again, this is Old New England Soap. You get two of these big candles, a $30 value for $15 at Howie Carr's Cheap Bastard Deals. Do it right now. Shipping is free. Go to howiecarshow.com. Click on store. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Gateway Pundit has breaking news. Philadelphia reports 8,000 newly counted ballots 2 weeks after Election Day. 85% for Joe Biden. I thought they weren't supposed to accept any ballots after 8 p.m. on election night. So they brought these in at 13 days after the election, and that they say they went 85% for Joe Biden.
Well, they have to be separated, right? They can accept them, but they have to be separated.
Separated? I didn't think anything was allowed after 8 o'clock. I thought that's the way it was. It's almost like they're trying to get this election thrown out in Pennsylvania. I hope they succeed. Here's another breaking news story. Two men were arrested and charged in Southern California on voter fraud charges after they allegedly submitted thousands of fraudulent voter registration on behalf of bums, said the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. Carlos Antonio de Borbon Montenegro, 53, and Marcos Raul Aravalo, 33, were charged with one count of conspiracy to commit voter fraud. They had submitted more than 8,000 fraudulent voter registrations. Isn't that nice? 844-500-4242. I want to play this this sound cut of Ted Cruz as talking to Dorsey. Jack Dorsey, this is the guy who looks like Rasputin. He's the head of Twitter. And they've been flagging all of the president's tweets and everybody's tweets on voter fraud, saying this information is disputed. So Senator Cruz asked him the right question here. And again, he's somewhere in some hippie commune or something, and, you know, waiting for the barber to come and trim his beard, his ridiculously long beard. But anyway, here is Ted Cruz asking Jack Dorsey of Twitter about voter fraud. Cut 10.
Topic. Mr. Dorsey, does voter fraud exist?
I don't know for certain.
Are you an expert in voter fraud?
No, I'm not.
Well, why then is Twitter right now putting purported warnings on virtually any statement about voter fraud?
We're simply linking to a broader conversation so that people have more information.
No, you're not. You put up a page that says, quote, voter fraud of any kind is exceedingly rare in the United States. That's not linking to a broader conversation. That's taking a disputed policy position. And you're a publisher when you're doing that. You're entitled to take a policy position, but you don't get to pretend you're not a publisher and get a special benefit under Section 230 as a result.
That link is pointing to a broader conversation with tweets from publishers and people all around the country.
And of course, everything's a mistake. He was also asked, I think, by Lindsey Graham about why did you not allow the New York Post to post its stories about Hunter Biden's laptop? And he said, well, we have a policy against using hacked materials, stolen materials, obviously. But it wasn't stolen. The laptop was abandoned. If you read the first story in the New York Post about the laptop, you would have discovered, no one at Twitter either read it, the story, or cared, but the laptop was abandoned and it belonged to the owner of the repair shop, and he gave it willingly to the Trump campaign and to the New York Post and to the FBI. But they don't care about that. Everything is a mistake. Oh, it was a mistake. Oh, we corrected it later on. Oh, that was a. It's always like the voter fraud. It's a glitch, and censoring people, that was a mistake. They are just so despicable. We can't let them take over this country. We just can't. Let's see here, Lee. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Well, Howie, I hope Grace gets to interview President Trump during his second term.
I hope so, too.
Right? Yeah. So I can't even barely talk about what happened and everything else, but I was kind of taken aback when I heard about Grace's news this afternoon, and I wanted to wish her luck, and I wanted to give my sympathy to you, Howie. It's going to be a tough loss, but I'm sure you'll survive.
No, I'm not going to. I don't want to stand in anybody's way. I've always said that. You know, I mean, someone tried to stand in my way, and I had to do 7 years in radio prison for the crime of not wanting to work for bodily orifices. And that's that. And I would prefer to use the right term for what they were. They were bodily orifices. And so I would never do that to anybody else. But this is an opportunity for her, and she's still going to be with me, and she's still going to be here in our studios wherever they are, and so it's not like she's leaving. She's just getting a promotion. That's all. But thanks for the call, Lee, and thanks for wishing her luck. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie, thanks for having me on. I'm in Connecticut. Hey, I'm a Trump supporter, and I voted and lobbied, did everything I thought I could within my little sphere of influence. And I'm just trying to get a feel for everything I've heard from Sidney Powell, who really seems to have her act together. She seems super solid. And right. Lynn Wood and some of these other high-profile folks. You know, I kind of get these glimmers of optimism when I hear them speak, only to kind of just be deflated because it doesn't seem like they're really coming forth with anything meaningful. And I know they probably can't yet because they're still accumulating it. But I just want to ask you the question of how do you handicap the possibility of this going you know, the 12th Amendment getting decided by Congress if they can overturn it or in the Supreme Court. You know, what are the prospects and what are the possibilities, and how do you handicap that outcome?
You know, Brian, I don't know any more than you do, and I have the same feelings. You know, I have ups and downs, like I think all of us do. You know, sometimes we get excited and optimistic and positive when we hear someone like Lynn Wood talking about it the other day. And other times I say, as one of the texters just said, I'm pessimistic because the Democrats always get away with everything. And I think we're all torn by that, Brian, and that's why we have to keep up our spirits. But I don't know what's going to happen. I think the way to go here is to just, you know, try to attack it on legal grounds. You know, that these results have to be thrown out because all these laws were violated, whether it's in Pennsylvania with letting all these ballots come in after 8 o'clock at night, or in Georgia with the recounts, or whatever they're going to do in Michigan. And it looks like they're trying to get a recount in Michigan, but they won't allow a recount. Although it certainly seems there were a lot of shenanigans, to use their term. But I think the best thing to do is, the way I look at it, I'm not a lawyer, but I just reading all the cases, is to just go in and say, you can't, Supreme Court, you can't allow people's rights to be violated. This is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause, the 14th Amendment. Everybody is entitled to equal protection under the law. And if all of us 73 million Trump voters, our votes don't count as much as the votes that were cast for Joe Biden, because the Democrats were allowed to fraudulently conjure up ballots and votes out of thin air. And it's a constitutional crisis. And if the Supreme Court just, I think the best, to me, what may happen, and again, I don't have any crystal ball or anything like that. Suppose the Supreme Court just throws out the votes in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and the legislature won't, in those Republican states controlled by the Republican legislatures, won't send in new slates of electoral delegates. Then they're both under 270, and then it goes to the House of Representatives, and then the Republicans win because each state has one vote, and the vote is decided by a vote of the congressional delegation, and the Republicans, when the new Congress convenes in January, will control 28 of the 50 states. And so Donald Trump will be reelected. And I don't know if that's going to happen or not. That's my most Pollyannish, shall we say, projection, my most positive projection. I don't think he's going to win in the Electoral College. I think the best thing that could happen now is just to toss out all these states, because they were obviously, these returns are obviously fraudulent. Nobody who's honest can dispute that, I don't think. Thanks for the call, Brian. That's a good call, and I wish I had a better answer. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Howie. I just wanted to say congratulations on your success and on Grace getting a new show.
Thank you.
I wish we had more young people, especially up here in the southern part of Maine, that were smart, conservative, and young. She's a credit to you and the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it. People are tuning in now. Just got in late. Grace is going to have her own show on WRKO, our Boston affiliate, and we hope other stations as well. From noon to 3 starting January 4th. From noon to 3 starting January 4th. She'll be the lead-in for me in Boston, and I'm happy that she's got this opportunity. And we're going to try to expand her reach, just like I'm on close to 30 stations, and we want to get her on a bunch of stations. So we'll be trying to get sponsors too. But we're very happy that she's got this opportunity. She's done a lot she's done a lot of work, and she's done a lot to deserve it. And she's really mastered a number of different aspects of the trade, whether it's a podcast, print journalism, or the most important one, primetime drive time programming. 844-500-4242. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
Hey, first of all, Howie, this reminds me when Grace got, I think it was Thanksgiving, she got page one and page two of the Herald.
Yes.
And the next time I talked to her, I says, even Howie never got page one and page two.
I got a good story coming tomorrow, Russ. You'll like it a lot, I think. It's good local. It's good local scandal involving a local police department and the guy's brother is a state rep. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's my tease for the column and the stories tomorrow in the Herald. I think you'll like it a lot.
You know, Howie, what really gets me? So many of our communication institutions, they are so far to the left. They hate this country. And they'll do anything to try to reconstitute this country. And it's just so sickening.
I know. Russ, I just keep asking myself, what do they hate so much about this country? What has this country done to them other than give them the highest standard of living in human history and the most freedom and liberty in the history of any human society? Why do they want to overturn this society? What do they think is going to replace it? Some kind of totalitarian 1984 Orwellian state? They don't understand history if they think this is a bad place. I mean, you know, sure, any society can be improved. We're mortals. That means we are not perfect. But, you know, we're a damn sight less imperfect than any other society that's ever existed. Thanks for the call, Russ. Andy Snyder from Manward Press wants you to know that starting just days from now, a select but highly powerful group, virtually handpicked by the Obama administration, will lay the groundwork for an audacious new law. A devastating announcement on December 16th could change America forever. To learn more about this, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the American flag banner. This could have a longer lasting financial and personal impact than the crisis of 2008. In the video, Andy will lay out the five simple steps for you that will help avoid the economic chaos that could lie ahead. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the American flag banner. That's HowieCarrShow.com and click on the flag banner. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Apparently people are really digging what Ted Cruz did to Jack Dorsey today. What we didn't play was he then went on and said, were you aware that a Democrat operative in the state of Texas was just indicted last week on 134 counts of attempted voter fraud? No, sir, I was not. Well, I'm going to tweet that out, and we'll see if it's disputed information, because I'm just going to put out the news story that this guy was indicted, and we're going to include the indictment with it, and we'll see if you say it's in dispute, because they always say, oh, there's no voter fraud in the U.S. There's plenty of voter fraud. I just read you the story from Southern California. The 8,000 homeless in L.A. they were trying to register, or so-called homeless in L.A. What do you think those 8,000 new votes in Philadelphia are 2 weeks after the election? You think that's fraudulent, or are they just were they just conjured up out of thin air, those votes? That's what happened, obviously. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Howie. Congratulations for Grace and congratulations on your continued success.
Thank you.
I want to know why nobody has ever thought of trying to put closed circuit cameras in the counting areas. That's about it. Keep up the good work.
they would never agree. How dare you? What about my rights? The ACLU would be in there in a nanosecond to dispute that and litigate it and say that you can't have that. And that's just there's too many precincts. there's too many ways that you can screw it up. You know, you have to rely on the basic honesty of people. And the Democrat Party is no longer basically honest. Maybe never was, or large parts of it never were, as we know back to 1960 in Chicago and Texas, and 1948 with Lyndon Johnson's election to the Senate. But, I mean, a lot of people were always pretty honest. But you can't count on anybody's honesty anymore. They have no moral compass. They worship power, and they will do anything to get power. And this is the result. This election is the result. They stole it in broad daylight. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, I have no doubt in my mind that there's voter fraud involved here, but I'm just struggling to see how any of these legislators or any of these, even the Supreme Court, is going to overturn the election or throw it to the House, because I think Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and the Democrats will burn every city in the United States.
You have to stop them from doing that, Mike. You can't let the mob rule. I mean, if you let the mob rule, it's really all over, isn't it? I mean, isn't that what happened in Germany? I mean, I know, you know, that Christian Annenpohr had to apologize for comparing Trump supporters to Nazis. But I mean, Antifa, anti-fascist, they really are fascists. They're brown shirts. They're the modern 21st century brown shirts. You can't let them get away with this, Mike.
No, I agree, but I don't see anybody in these Democratic cities that are going to step up and stop it. The only way they can will be able to stop it is to organize the military and send them in if they ever overturn the election. But I think even worse, I think they're going to if they win the election, especially if they win the Senate, they're going to start publishing these lists of Democrats who donated to Trump or supported Trump. And
Republicans, too. Everybody. Oh, they absolutely are. Absolutely. They're making a list and checking it twice. That's all the more reason why we can't let them take over the Senate. And yeah, Sidney Powell tweeted out today that any Republican anywhere who lost by less than 6% of the vote should either file some kind of lawsuit or get involved with one of these other lawsuits, maybe some kind of class action suit, because she says the stealing is that rampant. So I would think a guy like John James in Michigan. I hope the hell he's still fighting this thing. The election was stolen from him, no doubt about it. He's a black guy, and some nondescript, non-entity white guy stole the election from him. I thought they wanted equality. I'm Howie Carr.